From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The Egyptian government is cracking down on independent media and human rights groups. Four newspaper editors face jail terms for reporting on rumors that President Hosni Mubarak was seriously ill. Also, a leading rights organization has been dissolved for allegedly receiving international funding. Even in these difficult conditions, new independent newspapers are starting up. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the story from Cairo.
The latest crackdown seemed to be sparked by rumors that President Mubarak was either gravely ill or possibly even dead. After an initial silence, the backlash began. Egypt's central bank suggested that hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign direct investment had been lost due to what it called panic over Mubarak's health. Four newspaper editors who ran stories on the rumors were brought into criminal court and promptly sentenced to a year in jail and thousands of dollars in fines. A defense attorney says the same four were targeted in lawsuits last fall filed by Mubarak supporters. Lawrence Pintak, media specialist at the American University in Cairo, says it's not unusual for press freedom in Egypt to be a case of two steps forward and one back, but lately the steps seem to be all in reverse.
There's clearly a concerted effort on the part of the government to stifle conversation, whether that's in the media or the media reporting on other people's conversations. I don't think it's a concern about stability, it's a concern about succession. And clearly all the signals that we're seeing are that they don't want this issue of succession being debated.
The succession question, namely whether Mubarak's son Gamal is being groomed to take over when his father leaves office, may be the most sensitive topic in Egypt at the moment. The Mubarak family and ruling party officials insist there will be nothing other than normal elections to decide President Mubarak's successor. But many Egyptians doubt that any serious competition to the younger Mubarak will be permitted. Pintak says the current backlash is a sign of a government that hasn't caught up with the times.
I think the rumors over Mubarak's illness and or death demonstrate the degree to which the government isn't quite sure how to cope in this new media landscape. These were rumors, they were reported, and the government did essentially nothing. It sat back for a couple of weeks. And in this kind of a media landscape, you can't do that. It used to work when you had government mouthpiece media. It doesn't work anymore. And I think that's a microcosm for the challenges the government faces.
The crackdown isn't limited to the independent and opposition-controlled press. A leading human rights group was recently dissolved by government decree for allegedly receiving foreign funding. And the government prevented the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood from holding its annual social gathering during this Muslim holy month of Ramadan. But despite the gloomy atmosphere, new ventures are emerging. In a downtown office, former think tank analyst Mohammed Sayed al-Sayed ponders the next day's headlines for Al-Badil, a brand new independent Arabic-language daily newspaper. Sayed says the goals are lofty, to generate debate and new thinking about Egyptian society and the country's future. As for why he started such a project now, that's a difficult question for him. But he sees an urgent need for some new venue for free public debate, which has been blocked, in his view, through the repression of the opposition political parties.
That's an interesting issue, and frankly, I don't have much of an answer for it, simply because we all know that printed journalism is in deep trouble in comparison to the immense viewership of satellites and television more broadly. But because social democracy has been dying with my generation, we need to revive it through an instrument that is, in a way, under our control.
The problem, he says, is surviving long enough to accomplish his goals.
The state has been really scaring all major independent papers for offenses against, you know, the stability of the economy, you know, the same type of totalitarian language related to press crimes. So we are now actually trying to hold together very well against the storm of the scare, you know, unleashed by the various agencies of the state.
The four editors facing prison terms are appealing their sentences. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.